bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Good evening, and welcome to the Gamer Show. We've got Chiz and Sam. How are you this evening, gentlemen?
Apparently, I'm a biscuit stripper.
The biscuit stripper?
I just slipped a bourbon in his thong.
That's what I get for bringing a thong to the podcast.
We've got three show titles already. How are we, though?
I'm good. Although, it irritates me. Every time there's warm weather, you always get some asshole neighbour decides to get his lawnmower or hedge trimmer out just to piss everything else off.
Is that what's happening just now? I can't hear.
No, I'm mine. As soon as I got home, nice weather. I'll go outside topless and just mow my lawn and chop this hedge down and.
But your mum likes
the cat
to show off to your neighbours.
Yeah, but it's usually, you know, charges.
Oh, come on. Right, okay, I'm going to push on because we've got no reviews. Shame on you, public.
Oh, well.
Shame on you.
It was about time until we got to our 30th and only... I've been optimistic there. Our 12th and only person listens to it. Eventually got round to writing all the reviews.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Oh, well, anyway, on to the news. So, as you would expect, because of GamesCon, there's quite a lot of stuff come out about the PlayStation and the Xbox and all that kind of stuff. So, we'll just...
A lot of stuff dribbled out.
Yeah. We'll just push on through it. So, first of all, we've got a confirmed PlayStation 4 release date of November the 15th in the US and November the 29th in Europe. And I actually got an email from my pre-order provider confirming that. So, I'm quite happy.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
The pre-order that you're now going to change.
That I'm now going to change, yeah. Because I've discovered I can get it cheaper elsewhere. Yeah. I don't know if there's much more to say about that, to be honest. That's pretty much it.
Well, did anyone think, was that roughly where we kind of thought it was going to come? There was apparently a rumour that it was going to be late October, but I never thought it was going to be there.
No, I think that makes total sense, because that's around the time that folk will start thinking about Christmas presents and stuff like that.
But just, I noticed, it's Microsoft haven't noticed when the Xbox is out.
Yeah, it'll be around that time, though.
I'm wondering if they'll try and get out before then.
Yeah, good point.
Start November.
Just knew it was going to come out at some point.
We're eating bourbon biscuits tonight.
It hasn't changed your plan of picking it up in 2 years' time.
In 6 months, because I reckon it's going to drop a tenner a month.
Really?
I
don't think it will actually drop a tenner a month, but like after 6 months, it'll be 60 quid off. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're eating bourbon biscuits tonight, by the way. So they are very good. Tesco Value, in my opinion, the best bourbon biscuit. It's like 40 pence a packet of a million.
Or another way to phrase you're a cheap.
No, I don't like bigging up the big T, but it does make some fine.
You did
bourbons.
Once suckle from its teat.
Oh, geez.
As did I.
Did you?
Well, yeah. I just left. I was at the bank.
Oh, yeah. I was actually saying Rich Hall took the piss out of him, so somebody from Tesco Bank was sitting in the front lane, and he was like, what? He's like, you're taking the... there's a Tesco Bank? They do mortgages as well? And he's like, what is the world coming to?
I probably know that person.
It totally confused him. I was trying to see who it was, but I don't know who it was. Yeah. I thought maybe he goes to go-karting with us.
That's true. You now all pre-orders of the Xbox One, and apparently including past pre-orders.
Existing and forthcoming pre-orders.
Come with FIFA 14. So I quite like that, because I would never have forked out for that game, but I don't mind the FIFA games, so if it's coming with it, I'm kind of okay with that.
Yeah, and well, I was probably going to pick it up, so that's saved me how much game launch lineup games are going to cost, like 50 quid, so that saved me £50 buying that.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have bought it, but I'm happy.
A digital download as well. So you
is it?
Yeah.
So not pre-ordering it has saved me putting that on eBay, so I'm still strongly in think I've definitely made the right decision.
Microsoft did another 180 on its policies last week and announced that you now can play the Xbox One without the Kinect.
Mm.
Although all Xbox Ones are coming with the Kinect. So
they want you to.
Yeah, so is this just purely getting around the kind of privacy concern of folk leaving it on all the time and listening
people
to it?
People are going to bloody do it anyway.
Yeah.
They are.
The whole privacy concern's stupid anyway, because it's like you've got a mobile phone and you've got laptops with cameras on them.
Yeah.
If you're so paranoid about stuff, why have you got this stuff?
Actually,
tablets and whatnot. But oh no, a console with a camera. Oh no, they're spying on me now.
There was a. Is it possibly because they think it's listening to them as well as watching them?
Yeah, I think so. But then everything's got. You've had microphones before. You've had video cameras and these things.
Yeah. Siri is always silently judging me.
There was an article I read not that long ago about hackers taking over laptops and using the webcam to spy on young girls and sell the footage.
Do you know,
it's quite easier to do that on laptops than it will be for the Xbox One.
A couple of years ago, maybe even 3 years ago, there was a thing where it was a high school in America. It was one of those high schools that actually give the kids laptops when you rock up. It was like, I think it must have been like a private school or something. And they actually were putting software on it there was never any evidence to suggest that this wasn't the case, but the reasoning that they went for is so that they could check that they were making sure they were doing their homework and stuff like that. And so the video cameras were on and the microphones were on and everything like that, and they were constantly doing surveillance of these people.
So you didn't keep... Did they say, by the way, don't keep this in your bedroom?
The pupils never knew about it until something happened and it came in the news. I don't really remember the full story.
That's bugging.
Oh, it's really annoying, yeah, I know.
That just reminds me of the episode of, which I've been saying a lot, I've been watching a lot of South Park, so it's at South Park, but the episode of South Park where someone dies in a toilet, so they set up a security camera in every toilet and a seatbelt. But a security camera in every toilet, and then there's just this one guy watching all these screens, and he's just like a greasy fat guy with a lot of hand cream.
Nice. Apparently, the Xbox One controller will not be compatible with the PC at launch.
No, but apparently they will be patching it so it can.
Yeah, but not at launch.
No.
But, I mean, this seemed to be kind of big news on the whole blogosphere for one day last week before Gamescom started. But I guess that was
It's not like they're saying it will never will be.
No. But yeah. Okay, push on to the next one.
But at least with... because the way it works is... with the existing 360 and its charge cable, it stays wireless, but it charges through the cable, which means, say, if you've got a Windows-based machine, usually if you've got a wired controller, you can plug that straight in and it works.
Yeah.
But if you've got a wireless controller, you can't use the charge cable to do that. You need a wireless adapter for the PC, which you have. But because for the 360, the charge cable now actually turns the controller into a wired controller.
Yeah.
So it shuts down the wireless thing, so it's sending the signal through the wire. You can, with the Xbox One controller, you can also just plug it straight into your PC and it'll work. So you don't have to buy any wireless adapters.
Well, when it eventually gets patched and is able to work.
Yeah.
Apparently, also, the new Xbox One will self-regulate its heat. The whole Red Ring of Death thing should stop as well.
The size of fans, and hopefully they've learned the lesson from that anyway. But I thought, that's kind of a common practice with most PC components these days anyway, so...
Yeah. I've got to find it funny that I had that a couple of times, and I gave it to Chiz, one of your pals that knew how to fix these things. Mm-hmm. And I believe all he really did was he replaced the heatsink paste stuff.
Yeah, he just basically cleaned it up, he heated it up, then reattached it, but put in proper sort of metal spacers, or he screwed down the heatsink in a more secure fashion, because it was basically plastic springiness on it, which is why it caused, but you actually properly screwed it into place.
And that fixed it?
For a while.
Well, the two that he fixed for me have both, touch wood, that was a couple of years ago he did that for me, and they're both still going. Anyway, apparently Xbox launch has been delayed in some European countries, but thankfully not the UK. Will launch in 21 countries in November. And it won't come out in Belgium, Denmark, Finland, Netherlands, Norway, Russia, Sweden, and Switzerland until 2014.
So,
did you notice Estonia's not in that list?
Estonia's not in that.
Yeah. That's because...
Where it was manufactured.
Yeah.
But it seems to be... nice. It seems to be... that was Latvia, was it not? No, that was PlayStation 4 that was Latvia.
Yeah.
Get it right, Paul.
I'm sorry. It seems to entirely be supply that's been caused on, because apparently the new Xbox One is not region-specific. So these people can rock, jump on the ferry and come over to Britain or over the border to France or whatever.
The reason why it's been delayed, it's Microsoft, is because of the region. They have to change the software for different regions, apparently.
For different languages, but you can play one in a different language. So you could pick up like a British one if you were in... Well, no, France is one of the ones that's getting it at the same time as the UK. But if you were in
Belgium.
Nobody in Belgium has power, do they?
No.
I thought it was fictitious.
It's a third world country. It smells purely of cow dung. And it's populated by mutant sheep.
Well, there you go. There you go. You heard it here first.
My cousin lives there.
So, that's mainly all of the Xbox and PlayStation news.
Sorry, how many countries was it coming out in?
13.
Is it 13?
Mm. Oh, 13 markets.
So it's only 13 markets getting launched in November. Because it's Sony are coming out in, is it 32 in November? So they'll have a bit of a head start in some regions. And
speaking of head start,
I want him to keep going and see how good this segue was.
Speaking of head starts and abilities to get in more punters, we in GamesCon they actually announced all the exclusives that are coming out in the two consoles.
Nah, that was a rubbish segue.
Cheers.
So,
I think for one of Paul's birthdays, we should buy him a freaking Segway.
I would love just a Segway.
Just so finally he had a Segway that worked.
The funniest thing, well, although it's maybe kind of sadistic, is like the guy who invented Segway drove himself off a cliff on a Segway. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
Swerving to avoid something, though?
I don't know.
Another Segway.
Yeah. Bike.
So the Xbox One exclusives. Apparently, Kinect Sport Rivals has been delayed, so that's not coming out at launch. But Dead Rising 3, Forza 5, Loco Cycle, which I'd never heard of, Killer Instinct, and Rise, Son of Rome. And I'm going to talk about Rise, Son of Rome in a little while. But
it was Rise, Son of Rome. Mm-hmm. It was Rise, Son of the Son of Rome that I was on. That was the one that I really liked.
From E3.
Yeah, wasn't it? Where he jumps off the Roman boat fight. And then he comes in. And, Yeah, it was that.
Yep.
We were talking about the same thing, Paul.
Yeah, well, okay, well. Cool.
It's not Gladiators.
Yeah, it is. The video, the gameplay footage I saw was Gladiators. It's got Gladiators in it.
Okay, it might have a Gladiators section.
They've released a multiplayer aspect of its game, so in the Colosseum.
Mm-hmm. Looks really good.
Looks awesome.
I know. I
was explaining
to
you a bit.
You told me about it earlier, so we don't need to go over that.
But we've got Dead Rising 3, which, as we discussed a couple of shows ago, looks awesome.
Yeah, you can actually, not only just weapons, but it's vehicles you can customise and put, like, for example...
So you put, like, a cow on front of a car and just drive along and get the cow to collect zombies.
I have no idea, maybe. But they showed off, like, a bike, like the back end's a bike, but the front end is from a steamroller with flamethrowers on it.
Nice. That would sort out the morning commute.
And various other things, basically. And I thought, that looks kind of cool, you can just... Hopefully, it's got quite a lot of things you can mishmash. It would be a bit rubbish. It's like four vehicles, and you can take bits and pieces from each and do bits and pieces. Hopefully, there's loads of stuff you can do, but still looks quite fun.
Cool. Forza 5, which looks pretty, but just looks like another driving game.
Yeah.
Forza games are always quite good. Well, yes, they are. That's a new element.
And this time, improved tarmac.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
More tarmac-y.
Loco Cycle, which just looks like
so it's like a
Disney film. What do you call it? What do you call that film with the light cycles?
Tron.
Tron. It was in the tip of my tongue. Looks like Tron.
I can't even think of Loco Cycle. Is it not like a download only little arcade game thing? Which you
don't know. It's supposedly one of the exclusives coming out in the Xbox One. I'd never heard of it before.
I don't get fair too much about it. I don't think
Killer Instinct as well, which I'm a bit nonplussed about. I've never really been a fan of those games since I was yet little.
The cool thing with that, although depending on how you look at it, is it's free. As in, like, you get one fighter free and you get the game free and then you can battle online with people. But obviously, to get other characters, you have to buy them.
Yeah, right. That is an interesting concept.
It looks like, well, when I was looking at how it's priced, it's like £4 for each fighter or something.
Right.
It's probably cheaper to buy all the fighters in one pack, which
that's
works out
quite
to,
steep. Yeah. £4 a fight.
It's like between £2 and £4. Something
See,
like
I would play that if they brought Clay Fighter back. I would pay £4 a fighter.
Clay Fighter was good.
Yeah.
I like Clay Fighter.
But for all the fighters, it seemed to be £15, and I thought, well, you're getting like a fighting game for £15. That's a full game. That's not actually too bad.
Mm. Yeah.
If you like that kind of
thing.
But if you buy them all separately, in the long run, you'll probably end up spending over £20 or something.
Yeah.
And of course, as we've discussed, Rise, Son of Rome, which we'll talk about in a little bit. PlayStation 4 release titles are the DC Universe Online, Drive Club, Killzone Shadowfall, Adventure Knack, and Warframe.
What launch lineup do you prefer?
I prefer the Xbox one.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way. I don't think there's particularly wrong with the Sony one. But
I don't know. I mean, DC Universe Online, I'm not fussed about.
I actually really enjoy it. I'm still playing that.
Yeah.
It's good.
But the thing is, you've got no need to play it in the PlayStation 4, though, do you?
No.
Yeah. Drive Club, just is a driving game. I know it's got extra elements to it. It's not just a driving game, but it's not got enough extra things for it to interest me.
Not really shouted out to me.
Killzone Shadowfall was one of the games that I bought a PlayStation 3 for, not obviously Shadowfall, but Killzone 2. And I found it horribly repetitive after a bit.
It's a fantastically pretty game, but it's really repetitive.
And Killzone Shadowfall has a bit of a Halo feel about it. Mm. I thought for the gameplay trailers that you've seen.
It looks better. It's one of the launch lineups in the places where I'm interested in, but I'm not so interested. It's made me want to go out and do it. I'll see how it fares.
Adventure Knack is a kids' family game that's sort of got a little bit of Sackboy, Little Big Planet kind of look about it. It's like the characters are just shapes and stuff that are all kind of stacked. And it's quite a pretty looking, kind of fabric-y looking game. Mm. I think it'll be interesting, but it's very much a family kiddie game. And Warframe, which I'd never heard of. Have you heard anything about
it? It's a free-to-play sort of first-person shooter done by Crytek, I think. But it's like a free-to-play...
rings a bell now,
A free-to-play online first-person shooter, basically.
So for the exclusives, I have to say the Xbox is winning for me as well, Sam. I know you're not getting either of them at this stage, but what's your thoughts?
From the exclusives only? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's probably Xbox.
Yeah.
But at the same time... the third-party stuff's probably the stuff most folk will go to, like you've got Watch Dogs and things like that, which...
But neither of them are exclusives.
No, I mean, but they've both got cracking third-party titles. Either way you go, but it's basically, it's horses for courses, whatever you fancy. Like, if someone came to me, I prefer the PlayStation 4 lineup, I wouldn't argue with them.
It's your opinion.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm just saying that in this room, all three of our opinions are kind of swing towards Xbox, which
compared to past... games launch lineups, it's pretty damn good,
I would say so.
It's not bad.
There's a small list of games that are coming out on both consoles. They just have different DLC type additions for exclusives. So Assassin's Creed 4 is coming out on both consoles at the same time, except there's an extra... I forgot the name of the female assassin. The female assassin was in Assassin's Creed 3. You're getting some special missions. You're getting some special missions for her on the PlayStation 4
version. Was on the Vita version. I think there was a female one that you controlled in the Vita version. Apparently they've taken her into Assassin's Creed 4 for playable missions and that.
You're getting four free missions. I would imagine they are four in the PlayStation 4. Mm. Battlefield 4. Apparently all the DLC, or the first available DLC, will be Xbox One only. Call of Duty Ghosts, again, Xbox One maps, mods and character customizations, not PlayStation 4.
I think it'd just be on Xbox first and out on
PS4
a later date or something.
There's no news on dates or anything like that for when they're coming out in the opposite console, but you would assume that they would.
Timed exclusives, basically.
Yeah,
for DLC, I think it's a massive deal breaker for me for deciding on like if a game was really wanting and the DLC wasn't coming to like 6 months later, it's like, well, I probably wouldn't bother with DLC till 6 months later anyway.
Yeah. I'd very rarely get to DLC.
No.
The only thing that would really twist me at this point, actually, just occurred to me, is if they announced Tokyo Jungle 2, and then I'd totally be...
with more badgers.
Yeah. Added badgers.
Watch Dogs apparently got four extra missions on the PlayStation only. And then you got three other launch title games, Just Dance 2014, Lego Super Heroes, and Skylanders. They're all coming out at the same time. So that's basically
really
the lineup.
I really want to go at Skylanders.
Well, Disney, I'm really miffed.
You got FIFA 14 as well.
Of course, FIFA 14. I got Disney Infinity, which obviously came out on Friday night. Yeah. Again, stupidly, and I know, Chiz, you're going to go, you tell me this every time, and I know you do. Pre-ordered it from Amazon. Guess what? Still not here yet.
And that's with your paid Prime thing.
Paid Prime membership. They
I
did
never
give me
have anything like
Amazon
from Amazon,
that
ever.
Oh, no. I like, if I order, I have lots and lots of stuff I'm subscribed and saved, like soap, cat food, juice, everything like that comes from Amazon for me. It's cheaper. I've checked. I did a spreadsheet and everything and went through Costco, Tesco, Asda.
Gaming podcast.
Anyway, the point is, I never have any of that. I never have any problem. If I order new finished liquid for my dishwasher, it's here tomorrow.
Can we swap Paul for Dale Winton or something?
Yeah.
It's here tomorrow. I ordered Disney Infinity.
I'd love it if he was host.
It would be funny.
Now,
Chiz. What do you think?
I wouldn't be able to talk. I just admire how orange he is.
Yeah.
He would just disappear in Sam's microphone head.
Bathe in his light.
Yeah. Anyway, and it's not here yet. I have been given £6 back because apparently the price dropped on release day. So they gave me £6 store credit, but it's not here yet. So I'm a bit miffed about that. So I've not got Disney Infinity yet. And that's basically Skylanders, but a Disney brand.
Yeah, because I've found when I've used Amazon in the past, unless you pay for postage, you don't get on the release, and they purposely hold it back until they bother to actually send it. And we said, no, he's not paying. No, no, no. It's already at go, but no, leave it there.
No, you want to see the amount of money that I give Amazon on a monthly basis. Yeah. They should be sending me bloody everything.
But when I order from places like Simple Games and Shop2, I basically always get the game before release date. Then.
You know the annoying thing is as well?
They're free postage.
I don't know why I don't consider this. I live very, very, very close to pretty much the only game shop that exists in the UK. I work very close to the only game shop that exists in the UK still. And I visit there at least every other lunchtime. And I was in there on Friday lunchtime. Why at no point it occurred to me to just pre-order it there?
It's because it's more expensive there.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. It's game and game station. At least £5 more than anywhere else.
Cheers. With the amount of money that he saved on his supermarket suite, Paul can afford it! Yay!
Also, some stuff has come out on a couple of extra games.
If you did do Supermarket Suite, I bet it would just all be flumps.
It would be. And Haribo.
It wouldn't add up to much. But at least you get to take it home.
Dale would be like, so, Paul, you didn't want the telly and the champagne. Would be the only answer.
Yeah.
Nom.
The bowling alley in Edinburgh. There's a bowling alley in Edinburgh that you get those machines that you play games, and then you get tickets, and then you feed all the tickets in, and then they give you a ticket that credits. I went up there once, and I just spent all my credits on flumps. I just got handfuls and handfuls of flumps. It was great. Found them in Kirsty's car. Actually, I totally forgot they were there. Anyway,
all right. I thought it was a story from your teenage years. This was two days ago.
No, this was beginning of the summer.
Right,
Paul, soon to be father of two.
Kinect Sports Rivals, which I've already mentioned, was supposed to be a release title. It has been pushed back. But did you watch the video on it?
Yeah.
It looks superb.
As a game, yeah, it probably wouldn't appeal me much. But
the technology. The
technology looks not too bad. The new Kinect, what I've seen, I don't know if it's a video, hopefully it's something, but you can still see a bit of lag when someone's moving the arm, with arms slightly behind theirs. But I'm hoping when you're actually using it, it's not so noticeable or it still works well.
Because
a lot of folk go, oh, look at the lag, it's terrible. But it's like, everything lags a wee bit, but
yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah.
But I was really impressed.
Detecting the faces and things like that.
Of the faces, although I've heard some reports it didn't work all the time, apparently, at Gamescom, but
maybe they were just really ugly people.
Yeah.
But apparently it detects like the colour of your hair and the colour of your skin and stuff like that, and makes your avatar those colours because of the light reflecting off you.
Oh.
No, wait, we could go down a hole here, Sam.
So I can't.
Please be very careful.
Usual little midget Chinese man.
Well, you can, but you can just turn yourself that way.
All right.
Okay.
Sam is like that.
So I have to go in on my knees.
Oh, dearie me. Right, okay.
Don't take it any further.
No.
NVIDIA
suggested that Grand Theft Auto 5 for the Xbox. So this was the day after the last show came out. And I got quite excited, because in the last show, remember, we were discussing about Grand Theft Auto coming out the PC. Then the day after that, NVIDIA released a statement, let's see if I can get this correctly.
Internal statement.
It was an internal statement listing Grand Theft Auto as one of the PC games that were coming in the fall. This got leaked. I got quite excited, and then Chiz managed to stamp on my dreams and sent me a link that basically was from NVIDIA, and it was, quote, "This statement was made with the intent of expressing enthusiasm for the games industry in general and was not intended to represent specific knowledge possessed by NVIDIA. NVIDIA does not have any information on the possible PC version release of Grand Theft Auto or its availability. We deeply regret the error."
I suspect it is in development, but whether it comes out at the same time or next year.
Yeah.
And we've sort of found out if GTA 5 is going to be a launch title on PS4. And
well,
Xbox
it
kind
of has to be, because it's coming out the 17th of September.
For Steve's fingers, it better be.
We're not allowed to say his name.
I didn't say his last name.
Okay.
While we're talking about Grand Theft Auto.
Steve Harmer.
While we're talking about Grand Theft Auto, apparently there's a new online game called Grand Theft. See, I'm a bit confused about this. So it's called Grand Theft.
It's a separate entity, basically.
Well, it's called Grand Theft Auto Online, but it's not the multiplayer element of Grand Theft Auto 5. But Grand Theft Auto 5 doesn't have a multiplayer, and you can only get on it if you own Grand Theft Auto 5.
And 2 weeks after you download
it, and you've got to wait 2 weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks after release, you download it.
Is that 2 weeks after you buy it, or 2 weeks after it's released?
After it's released.
So at what point is that not Grand Theft Auto 5 multiplayer?
It's just what they're calling it. It's just they're spinning it, basically.
But it was quite explicit in the article that I read. It was about, this is not Grand Theft Auto 5 in multiplayer.
Because I think it'll be its own... Because it doesn't have any of the... It's the same world, but it doesn't have sharing the same characters or missions or stuff you can do. It's its own... Basically, they can kind of... It's basically... They're going to take it and do whatever they want to, and they're also going to release certain tools over them. You don't have access to everything, but the first thing you can do is maybe create a race. Mm. You get like a sort of...
Cat people.
Yeah.
Oh, I was trying to think of something there. You got there before.
Like, I was meaning like a car race or something. Like
oh, okay.
But
you can do plane races. Yeah, like, boat races.
You can do anything. Like, obviously, you can do it from a top-down view and set out the route and things. And then as... and release more tools for you, at some point you'll be able to actually create your own heists and things like that. Mm.
Sorry, just going back a little bit. What game was it that they had a little remote control stuffed cat on wheels? No. It was really funny.
If anyone wants to write that in.
It was really funny.
A remote controlled stuffed cat.
It was a stuffed cat, rigid, standing very upright. On a little kind of wheeled base.
If any of the 12 of you that's listening know what Sam's talking about, please
let us know.
What
system was this?
I can't
remember. Do you know what control we used?
Was it recent?
A console game, though.
Yeah.
Mega Drive, maybe? Or before then or after then? Do you remember how young
SNES
a pup you were?
Or Xbox
One.
Well,
oh, no. Xbox Original.
The first Xbox.
Yeah, we have to call that Original Xbox now. Basically.
Yeah, they've ruined that. Yeah. Sorry. Next news. I've ruined everything.
I'm just going to finish this off this because I quite like this.
I've got two headlines to come in with.
Oh, good. So neither of us have had a chance to research that. It's always good.
It's all right. You don't need it.
CVG, this is a CVG article, so just to list all the things you're going to be able to do in this, which makes it sound awesome. Grand Theft Auto Online is a persistent online world for 16 active players with all of Grand Theft Auto 5 single player features and more. Looting, co-op heists, death matches, races, gang attacks, crew versus crew playlists, sports like tennis, base jumping and golf, plus ambient events like armoured van robberies, crate drops, import-export car acquisition, bounties, more, not to mention the implicit morality and social dynamics, or the really mad stuff like the ability to insure your car or play the stock market. Rockstar uses different language, but to all intents, it's GTA, the MMO action RPG. So, I mean, as I said before, it sounds kind of like they've smashed a really, really good version of Second Life and the whole Grand Theft Auto world on an online thing, which I really think I'm going to love.
And
it does sound more.
I don't know if I'm
going to
like it or hate it, but they've also kind of left it open for people to be complete assholes to each other on it as well.
Do you know the amount of hours that I lost by putting Nico on top of one of the bridges with a sniper rifle and just stood there and just took it? Like, it was. Target practice, just trying to shoot one bullet into a car and make the car make a big pile-up.
But it's like, it's even that.
I spent hours doing that.
It's like, they also said, like, say I set up a heist that we're going to do, and I get you two to come and help me, because I set up or I'm the leader of the heist, at the end, once I've got the money, it's up to me how much I give you two. Or I could just go. or for example...
And we shoot you and take the money.
Or, for example, like which was shown in the demo, like, of the developers playing the game, where... There was one guy asked.
Did you watch that hour long video?
What?
There was a 3 minute long video. You just said that you saw the.
No. There was a developer video that was shown to journalists that I hadn't seen.
Oh, sorry.
But they said of what they saw. And at the end, they're out in the middle of nowhere. And there was there's two guys left. Everyone had left. And there was two guys left and only one car. And one guy, he turned around and asked him if he wanted a lift. He went, yeah. He rolled his window and just went... and just, I did the finger there. And just took off and left him in the middle of nowhere with no vehicle. And I thought, I can't wait to do that to Sam. or pushing someone out of a plane and without a parachute.
I know. What I was saying there was, there's two videos online. One's like a 3 minute video that... just talks about it very, very broadly. Mm. It's kind of like the advertising video. And then there's an hour-long video, which I didn't even hit play on, because I don't have an hour of my life
to
waste on
this. That is just... That's a podcast sort of thing done by the folk at CVG that was linked onto there.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
There's no new footage there. It's them talking about what they've seen. But I don't listen to it either. I just read the bullet points. And
I watched the three-minute video. But
articles, yeah.
Cool. And finally, for the news section, Legends... Sorry?
Sam.
Oh, sorry, Sam's got two more things. I'm sure it's got something to do with Total War.
Only one of them has.
Fable Legends. So this is the new Fable game on, I believe it's on Xbox.
Xbox One.
Yeah. Apparently the way this is working, looks, albeit prettier, because it's obviously Xbox One, it looks very similar idea. You're an Albion, there's a kind of a Dark Lord that can control magic and ogres and stuff like that. But the extra element that they've got this time is your four heroes, your male and female generic barbarians, a girl who does magic, and a pretty boy kind of
fencer,
swordsman
yeah.
type guy.
But there's also a fifth person who can actually play as the villain.
You can play as the villain, yeah. And you can use the Surface, so you can use the Glass app on your iPad or Android device, or if anybody's got them a Surface. And you can use that to control your minions as the villain, which looks quite interesting. And also with the four heroes, if you play as one, the other three can either be controlled by AI or your friends on multiplayer, which looks really cool.
Hopefully. The trailer didn't look like it was in-game. I think it was just a pre-rendered...
Yeah, no, it did. It looked very kind of Pixar-y.
Apparently there's people who have seen it in the game, but it does look good and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine it will for...
I just like...
Fable's normally quite a good-looking game.
Yeah, Fable, after Fable 3, I got a bit tired of it, but the aspect that's kind of made me intrigued is the whole villain.
Yeah.
Hopefully, if that's done well, then that's something that's not been done well in a game before.
No, it hasn't properly.
So hopefully this can...
Even like Black and White, that was about the closest I enjoyed the villain side of things.
If this could meet us halfway, then it'll be good.
The last one intrigued me before we played it.
Yeah.
I really liked the last one, up to the point where you became the king. I really enjoyed playing up to being the king.
I actually quite enjoyed being the king, but it didn't last long enough. It was just kind of like four or five choices and it was game over.
Yeah.
I was like,
And you couldn't even continue after that as well. I would quite like
it. It was basically, you're going to get shafted, but how much you get shafted is your decision. loop, please.
Yes, so Fable Legends looks interesting. We'll be keeping our eyes out for that. So, Sam, what have you been playing this week?
Well, first of all, my headline.
I'm trying to jump over because I know this is going to be about...
disappointed as Sam's copy of Blood Dragon still not working.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, is this Ubisoft?
I don't know who it is, but someone needs to get it sold.
You bought it through Steam, didn't you?
Yeah.
You bought it through Steam, you download it through Steam and activate it, and then you have to activate it for Ubisoft afterwards. It's just like
Uplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That. Oh, Uplay is
I hate it.
Uplay is PC cancer.
It is. So, yeah, I hate that. And, and as do millions of people supporting me.
Well, I have to admit that I had my first experience with Uplay this week. I had a slight experience with it with Assassin's Creed 3 on the Xbox, but that experience was a little bit annoying and disjointed, but it worked. But so I got a new graphics card for my PC and...
You got a new PC.
Oh, I got a new PC, sorry, that's very true.
Yeah, Paul got a new PC. Hooray!
And the graphics card that I put in it came with Splinter Cell Blacklist. That meant that I had to activate it on Uplay, and that was just a pain in the arse to then get to the end, and at no point have you been told up to that point. Now, I probably should have known this, but the game hadn't been released when I was trying to do it, but the idea is that you're supposed to kind of register it and then it sends you an email when it's ready to be downloaded. Or even with Steam, you can sometimes pre-download them, you just can't play it.
On Uplay,
you
can't do that. I had to wait till the release date for Splinter Cell to even let me download them.
Well, they wouldn't even get me to the point. They kept on giving me server errors, and it failed. It's just a joke.
Yeah,
absolute joke.
Rubbish.
It's
anyway,
annoying.
What's your other piece of news, Sam?
Seleucid Empire was released as day one DLC free for Rome 2.
The what Empire?
Seleucid Empire. Greek Asiatic Empire, quite powerful.
How many empires does Greek have?
A lot, Greece, actually. They're all over the place, because if you include Egypt as well, which was ruled by Greeks quite a bit, they were all Alexander's generals who split up. He had like 15 generals or something, and they all split up into different states. But there you go. So that's like 5 or 6. Stop headbutting my microphone, cat. 5 or 6 free DLC, day one DLCs.
Cool.
Is he drooling on you as well? or is that your own spit?
Yeah, my arm gets... I leak. My arm leaks when I'm excited.
So is it even worth asking, Sam, what's your preview this week?
No. I have no.
Is it out this weekend?
Yeah.
Or next weekend?
It's Friday, isn't it?
No, no, it's out Tuesday.
As in
tomorrow? No, no, next Tuesday.
Oh, week
on Tuesday. And I am damp. Not just with excitement, but with cat saliva. thank you, Wilson.
Yes, nice. So,
it's
cheers.
That's because you touched his special place.
Yeah. Ah, cheers. What's your preview this week?
Whatever I wrote down, which is...
You wrote down Battlefield 4.
Yeah, I can't mind if I did this again, but yeah, I'm looking forward to Battlefield 4. I've got Battlefield 3 for... I got found it cheap on the PC. Hay fever.
Somebody move the cat.
There we go. I got it for the Xbox 360 and played it online with Steve a lot. Really enjoyed it, although it's smaller.
What's Steve's last name?
And then I found it cheap, like for Fiverr for the PC. So I got this just to check out the graphics of it. Really enjoyed that as well. So Battlefield 4, I'm looking forward to. I'll probably get next gen consoles. But I've heard at Gamescom the PS4 version is noticeably not as pretty as the PC version.
Really?
Yeah.
The PC version?
Which is kind of expected. The PC is more powerful if you've got a high-end machine. But I wasn't expecting to be that. It's a new generation. It's going to take a bit of time to get the most power out of the console. But to hear it, it's still a very pretty game. But they said it's noticeably not as pretty as the PC version, which was like, oh. So yeah, so if you're a graphics whore, maybe get the PC version of Battlefield 4, it sounds like.
Cool.
But either way, I'll decide closer to time, but I'll be picking up Battlefield 4 because it's a fun, really fun, mayhem, good squad, tactical-based shooter.
Cool. I, as I mentioned before, I'm quite looking forward to Rise, Son of Rome, and mainly for the multiplayer element of it, because I was watching the video of that, and that looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what you are is the multiplayer element is your gladiator.
You customize them and build them up.
And you meander into the Colosseum, and the Colosseum basically crumbles away and puts in different environments around you.
Yeah.
So, like the example in the video is that you've got like a kind of a jungle environment, but still the crowd are all looking down on you as if they've actually constructed this theater inside the Colosseum. And I know they did do that to an element, but it's obviously dramatically over what they actually would do. And what I'm really looking forward to is it sort of looks like it might be a similar mechanic to Batman Arkham. They had the whole kind of Batman Arkham City, Arkham Asylum games.
From a lot of people, of the journalists who got hands on at Gamescom, they said it kind of reminds them of playing Assassin's Creed, but a bit more in depth than that.
Okay.
Because it seems to be getting a lot more positive. It's positive feedback now from Gamescom. A lot of folk have played at E3 and kind of felt as a bit meh. But since they've seen it at Gamescom, I went, it's actually pretty good.
Well, the extra element that they've got into it is the crowd-pleasing meter.
This sounds
really cool.
Yeah, so basically when you're doing this Colosseum element, there's like a meter in the middle of the...
Are you not entertained?
Exactly, that is exactly what it is. It's the... So I think that adds an extra element of like having to do combos instead of just sitting there hammering the punch button and hoping for the best.
Yeah.
You've got to kind of do something a little bit more interesting.
Does feel like a wee bit like Batman. Obviously, even though it's like a self... In Batman, you're not pleasing anybody, but you're pleasing yourself. It's easy to complete Batman. It's an easy game to play, but it's a hard game to master.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you do master Batman, you get all the combo moves going. It's really satisfying.
Yeah. I just very recently, because I've been playing, got back into Arkham City again on the Xbox, and really trying to use all those extra things, like in the middle of a fight, so you're battling away, you're doing counter-attacks, and then you're managing to chuck out batarangs and throwing like the ice bombs and things like that all at the same time, and just adding those extra elements and makes a huge difference to the enjoyability of a fight.
Yeah.
Because the fights do, I'm not going to say repetitive, because they're not, because the Batman games are awesome, but... there is an element of that, and I think, while they're still exciting, you're just...
If you're not a fan of the combat in Batman games, it probably won't click with you.
Mm-hmm.
But the Silent Predator aspect to it is real good, though.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Okay, Sam, what have you been playing this week? You put...
Syndicate,
yes.
Which is not really like Syndicate Wars, which is why I got it. Because it is supposed to be... derived from Syndicate Wars, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Syndicate Wars is a really old game, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what? Really enjoyed it.
Yeah?
Yeah, actually really enjoyed it. Reminded me a lot of the newer, obviously, Deus Ex games.
They really like their lens flare in that game.
Yeah.
It's like lot of bright lights going.
It was good fun, and sorry, just trying to avoid Chiz's noises. It was good fun, quite enjoyed it. The kind of voice acting and stuff in it wasn't too bad. It had that Irish actor as in it as a bad man.
Darragh O'Brien.
No.
Ed Burns.
Actor.
I'm pretty sure both of them have been in TV shows.
Well, Darragh O'Brien haven't.
He's bound to have been a guest spot in, like, Casualty or something.
Maybe, I suppose.
Ben Affleck.
What's he called? He was in Super Troopers.
An Irish comedian that was in Super Troopers.
I said actor.
This isn't going anywhere.
He said comedian. No, he just started talking about comedians.
Rutger Hauer.
Brian Cox.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
He's Scottish.
See?
Yeah, because he's the headmaster of Dundee. Get off! Can you shut the door, please, Sam?
No.
Okay. Are you going to carry on?
No, I'm done now.
Cheers.
It was good.
I've been playing. Yeah. I'm a few hours into the new Splinter Cell game. Enjoying it. I like how it's kind of carried on from Conviction, but it gives you more choice. You can play it kind of like the old Splinter Cell games and be really stealthy and aspecty and hide bodies and whatnot, but you can also play it like a Jason Bourne simulator and just beat him in the pop with their own gun. But then you can also beat excuse me, bourbon.
You can play like a bourbon.
Yeah.
And how does a bourbon play?
Kind of like a Mormon, but with a B.
Good. Good.
Yeah, the only thing that's not quite well.
Really,
I'm only a few hours into it.
Well.
The only thing that's not quite clicking is level design feels a bit sloppy. It's a bit too linear without having too much choice. It's like
right.
You kind of can go this way or a vent that kind of takes you 2 feet the other way. So
right.
But it still takes you in the same room, except you're kind of over here rather than a foot that way.
Right. You went through the other door.
Yeah. It's like, you can come in through the window or the door, it's up to you. And it's just like, I'm a super special assassin, I want more choices than that. I've got all these gadgets and gear, cannot just like, blowing through the skylight.
Yeah.
Not very stealthy, but you know. But so
In like the linoleum or something.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm a few hours in, so hopefully it'll open up as a player, because I've maybe only done like 3 or 4 missions, but hopefully it'll pan out and explore more, but it's quite linear so far, more linear than I was expecting. Still quite enjoying it, but it needs to open up.
Cool. Okay. I've been playing Skyrim on the PC. Now, this might not be news for both of you because you played it a lot, and we talked about Skyrim heavily about a year ago.
About 30 podcasts ago, you said exactly the same thing. You've been playing Skyrim.
Yes, I have. But I'm now at the point exactly where I gave up the last time.
But you don't want to give up.
And I don't want to give up. I'm really enjoying it. The controls are so much nicer. The ability to zoom in and out really, really far, so much better. I'm finding the whole experience of Skyrim night and day to playing it on the Xbox.
You can basically do everything on the Xbox you can do on the PC, except it's much prettier graphics on PC.
Much prettier graphics, but the controls, being able to zoom in and out, and I'm just finding using the mouse and the keyboard and quickly having quick access to a lot of stuff.
How do you mean zoom in and out?
Do you not remember we had this discussion again probably about 30 podcasts ago? That was, I didn't like how you were either first person, just behind his head, or a little bit further behind his head. And that was the three settings that you had.
For the third time, I've told you, you click in the right stick and use the left stick, and you can fine tune it exactly where you want. So you can do it on the Xbox as well.
Well, I don't care. I'm now doing it on the PC, and it's much easier.
I'm sure people are back. I've told you three times the past podcast.
Well, I'm finding it much easier. And I'm finding it much easier, like the quick access to the inventory and everything like that, which I'm sure there's buttons for, but I just find the keyboard and mouse set up far more comfy and far easier.
It's always going to be better when you've got tons of keys and loads of stuff to choose from.
Yeah, far, far better. And I think as well, just the loading is like seconds when you're going between things.
Yeah.
I'm hardly even getting a chance to read the text on the screen and it's moving on. Absolutely superb. Really enjoying it.
Definitely, because it does take a long time on the Xbox.
Mm-hmm. So, so as I say, I'm just at the exact point that I gave up on the Xbox. So, I'm going to push on.
Did you create the exact same dude, or...?
No, I... first time I was one of those red dudes. what do you call them? Red faces? Red guys?
You know, I can't even... I know what you mean.
Yeah, they kind of look a little bit like kind of Native Americans. They've got that kind of look about them.
No.
No.
No, they're not at all.
Did it start with a B? No.
No, it is red something.
Around. Anyway, so I've went as like one of the Viking type guys, the Nords, this time.
Redguard.
Redguard.
That's it.
Yeah. So I've went as a Nord this time. And I'm really enjoying it. And yeah, so that's cool. It.
Any funny glitches yet?
No, nothing at all. It's been absolutely spot on.
Most of them have been fixed, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm deep enough in for to really be worrying about that kind of stuff yet. But yeah, no, all good. I did manage to get completely done over by a guy in a shop. So I got that fancy sword that they give you in Whiterun kind of early on, the fancy axe. Can't remember what you call it. It's like the Whiterun axe, it's actually called. So I got it, and I didn't need it because the hammer that I was carrying was much more powerful. So I took it down to the shop in Whiterun, and he gave me 60 gold for it. 63 gold for it. And it just, believe it or not, Sam was here. I mean, you know, it's kind of surprising by the amount of information he has on this. And then Sam goes, "What did you do that for? You've got Lydia, I think you call her. What is it?"
Yeah,
girl that hangs out beside me and fights with me. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Why did you give that? She's got a crappy sword. Give her the axe." So without even looking, I went back in and bought it back off the shopkeeper to give it to Lydia. And he charged me like 700 gold.
No, it was 630. Right, it was 100% profit. There was no buyback option or anything. He was just like, "Yeah, you can have it, but it's going to cost you."
But I didn't even
it's
check.
Good to see his characters true to life.
Just put it on the card if you would.
but yeah, so that was fun.
I'd like to sell his axe. Thank you. 2 minutes away. I'm looking for an axe to buy.
I have this one. It's fine.
It just came in this morning.
Well, anyway, so that happened. This podcast and all the others on the British Tech Network is brought to you by the awesome people at UK2. I had a bit of a problem with one of my domains this morning, and I emailed them just when I got to work, and within 5 minutes they had fixed the problem. Absolutely superb. Can't recommend them enough. They're amazing folk. The support desk is absolutely... I mean, the fact is I did contact them at 7:30, so there's a chance that I had some kind of... they weren't exactly busy at that stage in the day, but nevertheless, it was very, very quick and really, really superb. So thank you very much, UK2. If you want to use UK2, please head on over to the British Tech Network. And click on the sponsors link, head on through the UK2 link, and yeah, that's all awesome. They are great. Please support them. What have you found?
Chiz just handed me a sticker that he found on the floor that said, "Warning, do not remove this tag." And it tickled me a little.
Oh, dear.
So. They like at the top, it says, "Careless nins means fire."
Oh, that's quite good as well, yeah.
Right, okay. So, this week, I had my first experience in a long time at a PC game. I played, I forgot what it's called now, Grey's Anatomy, the video game.
And how was Grey's Anatomy?
So it was...
It's one of those games you wish your PC wouldn't run it.
No, I was kind of hoping it would come up and go, scratch on disk. But no, it ran it, it installed it. I kind of thought, Sam...
Violated your hard drive.
Violated is a really good word.
It's mostly about trying to get doctors, yeah, other doctors.
Well, you see, you said that, and I didn't not believe you, but I did also think that there would be an element of...
So here, Cheryl, let's say you put a condom on with no hands.
You sometimes stitch stuff, and you sometimes rub poo water onto circles.
But the... I kind of thought when you said that there would be something about, like, maybe, you know, chasing them down or hiding in bushes or something like that for trying to get them to do that.
I think a different sort of game, Paul.
But
I think that game's illegal.
In the game, right, so it's just, there's one point, it's really, really early on, and it's these two doctors on our left. Like, it's like the first scene.
The sexually aggressive simulator.
These two doctors on our left. And you get asked if you want to be flirtatious or hard to get. So I went with flirtatious. And you then have to do a jigsaw puzzle
hang on,
to activate flirtatious.
When you be flirtatious, does she not just blatantly turn around and go, Do you want to come around to mine tonight?
Yeah, she does. She does.
Not even no beating around the bush. Just, oi, you, you're dead sexy by the way. How's about coming back to mine?
But that's it. But you had to do a jigsaw to activate that.
Look at my jigsaw. I'm well horny.
We won't even make it in the front door on the stairway. Rumpy pumpy.
Aye, come on. Better connect four on that.
Oh, it was...
We'll play a game of Spot the Weasel.
That's my horny voice. Hey, darling, we better bark fast and some jigsaw.
You did at one point just say to do some surgery.
It doesn't sound like a puzzle. It sounds like you're doing carpentry.
I am.
So you...
my sunbelter.
Hey, darling. Like the look of your claw hammer.
Anyway, okay.
Jess, what did you have?
Professionals. I had...
I can't read it. Turning point.
turning point.
Turn
around every now and then.
I said turning point, turning point, fall of liberty. I was kind of hoping it was, you know, that turning point presentation stuff you get. I was kind of hoping it was that instead of this game. The thing is, it's got interest, and I like the idea because it, like, remember when the demo years ago and it started up, and oh yeah, I remember this. And it tells a story of like it's Winston Churchill, obviously before he became Prime Minister, how he got hit by a taxi in New York, and that's why he walks with a cane the rest of his life. And he says, "What if he died?" And it basically says that the Nazis take over the world, as they do. But it sets on an invasion on New York, and the character you're playing as is working on a skyscraper, obviously one of these skyscraper builder guys, which maybe for the first time ever in a game maybe explains the skill which a lot of characters have of walking over small beams really effortlessly.
They're all skyscraper men.
Yeah, at least this guy went, aha, he's got a reason why he walks over that so quickly, because he's done it, it's his profession. Although he quickly picks up the profession of killing Nazis really swiftly and using human shields, which I didn't realise you could do in the game. It's because it's a first-person shooter, but you can actually... But it goes third-person when you're meleeing them down and then grabbing a human shield, which is quite neat. Just to shame the rest of the game is completely ass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
The shooting's ass. The graphics are dated, but I think it's one of the early Xbox 360 game. And I like the idea of it, but... The execution was poor.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I was going to ask if it was that... Because from looking at the cut, and the name, I thought it was the one where they're rebelling against the people Soviets invading. Or am I getting confused with that teen film?
Red Dawn.
Red Dawn.
Am I getting confused with Red Dawn there? I might be.
Well, in Red Dawn, the Soviets attacked a little village in America, Middle America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, not that then.
And it was Homefront, was basically it was a game I had for Bargain Basement.
Yeah.
A few podcasts, which was basically the story of Red Dawn.
What's the Korean one where you've got like a remote control pet tank?
That's Homefront.
Oh, is that Homefront?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Sam, you had Quake.
It was
CXVII.
Yeah. Okay. Read the full title.
Quakeosity, and this time it's anti-personnel.
That was the version of... They're all the same. The Quake, it was running around, it was shooting stuff. It was Quakey.
Strafe, strafe, shoot, strafe, yeah. Strafe, strafe, shoot.
That's it.
Headshot, strafe, strafe, headshot.
No, there was no... I was playing.
Oh, right,
there was
sorry.
No headshots.
Unless the accident was completely accidental. Yeah.
Ankle shot. Yeah, shot stuff. There was guns.
Tennis elbow.
That's honestly, what can you say about Quake?
No. Did it actually have a story?
The
or
levels
plot?
Were inspired.
Was it, did it actually have
no,
a
they
story?
Were stupid arenas and like tunnelly mazes.
Kind of like Doom.
So, if there was, I mashed the buttons and jumped straight past.
You did your usual skip past the cuts.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what's going on. No, it's because you've been pushing buttons, but I need something to do while it goes.
I do.
So, for this week, Chiz. There's a whole bunch of new sports ones in there for you, Sam.
I have sweet Jesus, Narnia, Prince Caspian.
I have played that on the PC because a customer wanted me to make it work on her laptop. That is a singularly awful game.
Seeing if Sam's just reviewed it for me, can I not?
No.
Horrific. You can start. I believe you can start out as a minotaur, a tiny, tiny, tiny dwarf, or I think there's a fawn.
Right.
I went as the fawn. She had silly legs. I own that game.
Crackdown.
Yeah, Crackdown's awesome.
I own that game.
Okay, choose another one.
It is Crackdown.
Down as well.
I don't own that one. Probably. Oh, no. No.
Yep.
I own it on the PC.
Yep.
Really?
You played it before. Come on. Yeah, I've played them too. So. No, you don't play that.
I have not played Brink. So the two that I had taken away from me there, which are both Kraken games, one is Crackdown.
Dark Messiah was made on the Half-Life 2 in-game engine, where they did a really good job of making it look nothing as good.
Yeah.
And it was really glitchy, but there was a good game hidden away in it.
It was. I particularly liked the way you could freeze the floor on the edge of a parapet, and your enemies would be chasing after you, and they'd slide off it and go,
off the cliff. Made use of the source sort of physics engine.
Yeah,
really
did. Yeah. And you can
set things on fire.
Yeah, and move stuff. And there was a telekinesis bit where you could just knock things and set tons of that. Obviously, there was loads of barrels stacked all over the place to drop on people, but it made it fun.
You were just fighting in a factory the whole time, of a barrel factory.
Yeah,
barrel factory.
Yeah,
is that like a box factory in The Simpsons?
I know what this is.
There's a box factory as well.
This is a relatively new game, isn't it?
Yeah.
Possibly a year, 2 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, it's based on a big ship, essentially, isn't it?
I remember seeing previews for it, and I thought, that was really cool, but the reviews, it didn't do well, unfortunately.
Mediocre.
I don't think it was bad, but it just didn't quite live up to the promise.
Speaking of not living up to the promise, the new XCOM thingamy. XCOM...
Yeah, XCOM... Bureau.
Yeah, the Bureau. Really the disappointingly, Bureau. Apparently, is...
Mediocre
to poor.
Yeah.
I was really looking forward to that game. And it's supposed to...
And we can't even love film it.
Oh, is the love film thing now stopped?
It's finishing it soon, I think.
Oh. Well. I've still got my game that I've not even played yet. It's still sitting over there.
Maybe play it, don't like it, send it back as soon as you can, see if you can get someone else before you end it, because Love Film are abandoning their games rental.
I'm going to keep Syndicate, actually. Not permanently. I will hand it back eventually.
You got to complete it first.
But I actually really quite enjoyed it.
Cool. What have I got?
I think you didn't get me anything.
No, I didn't. I gave him that one.
I have X2 The Threat. Trade, fight, build, think. Sounds like something I might actually quite enjoy. This looks like a really old game. X fills every niche I've coveted since the days of Elite 2, and that was PC Gamer. It's huge, brilliant game, and good value, as it can be played for months. Starburst. Why did a sweetie brand rate a game?
Back then, they weren't called that.
Oh, was that Oppo Fruits back then?
Yeah.
Is it that old?
Let's see if I can find a name. Well, apparently you need a 4-speed CD-ROM, so I mean that kind of...
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the speed of the CD-ROM.
128 megabytes of RAM minimum.
Is your rather expensive PC going to be able to cope?
Well, actually, it may be too far the other way.
A little bit.
No, it's all good.
It's XP, it plays an XP, you can do your backwards thing with it. So.
Two discs. It's a big game. It's got like one of those manuals like you used to get with the DRM.
Two CDs.
Yeah, it's a hefty manual as well. I remember buying that game and going, oh, this is too complicated, and abandoned it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I bought it years. I've had it for decades. Cool. But.
Very good. So, that's basically our show. So thank you very much. We haven't quite decided what we're going to do. In 2 weeks' time, Sam's on holiday. So we're going to try and record the show midweek. But if you don't get another one in 2 weeks' time, we apologise profusely and we'll make sure 4 weeks' time it's more awesome. 50% more awesome, at least.
The chances of getting me out of my house at True. Night when I'm not at work are minimal.
Yeah, when Rome 2's
out. Rome 2.
So we're going to do our best to do one in a couple of weeks. But if we can't, we're really sorry.
Do one and we'll... with one of the really shoddy... guests.
Our extra guests. Yeah, we might do. We might see what we can do. Yeah, don't send me any tweets or emails or send you in anything like that. If we're not on in 2 weeks, we're very sorry.
We'll staple your cat to the beanbag, put a fake fag in its mouth, and it'll cover the job perfectly.
If you want to contact us, not about the fact that the show's not going to be on 2 weeks, please contact us. It's britishtechnetwork@gmail.com. You can contact the network on Twitter, which is @BritishTech. You can get a hold of me on Twitter @PaulWheatley. You can get a hold of Sam on Twitter @DrNastyFlaps.
Rumpy Pumpy.
Please.
That's Chase's Twitter.
Please like us on Facebook or join our community on Google+. I have to just, fair warning, our Facebook page is considerably more active than our Google+ community. I would also like to thank Ed Marshall for giving us a news article tonight. Sorry we didn't get to it. There was an awful lot of stuff to talk about Xbox, so we may try and have a quick chat about that the next show. But thank you very much, Ed, for sending in that link to us. That's basically us. So we will do our best to see you in 2 weeks. If not, we will see you very, very soon. Have an awesome fortnight. Good night.
Come to my house. I've got Jigsaw.
Only if your son my edges down first.